Hey, everybody. Welcome to the official Game Stitch podcast. This is episode 635. I'm producer Gerald. And today I'm joined by my new co-host, Ryan Walton.
Hello.
Hello. Welcome back.
Glad to be here. Mm-hmm. Looking forward to this new opportunity.
I appreciate it. Appreciate you filling out an application again and applying.
I mean, rules are rules.
Yep.
I'm just looking forward to this next chapter. Seeing how all this works out, you know, getting my podcast voice.
It's been a long time since you've done a podcast.
Yeah, my radio legs.
All right.
Do you think that if you took like a year off, do you think you would? It's just talking. So do you think you would be rusty?
No. No, because I talk at work all the time. So talking, I don't have that problem.
It's just running your mouth is all this. Yeah. All this is.
Yeah. Talking shit.
Mm-hmm.
Giving opinions, facts, fact opinions.
Yeah, a lot of that.
Mm-hmm.
I just wonder. I've been doing it for so long. I wonder, like, if I went away for a while, if I would have trouble getting back into it. Because a lot of times, maybe when we first start, you know, I think about it being a show, like, I don't know, for the first 25 seconds. Like, you do the intro, like, it's a good reminder that this is, like, a podcast.
Yeah.
You know, we talk before, and then we do, like, you know, you do the read. But then once we start, it's just like it just flips right back to a conversation. So I only think about it at the beginning and the end.
Right.
And I mean, actually, it's just bullshitting.
Yeah, I think talking beforehand also helps out because it just gets us going.
Yeah. Foreplay. It's podcast foreplay.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's necessary. You can't just jump straight to the business. People don't like that.
No lube either.
Yeah, well, it's not needed. We're both in our prime.
Mm-hmm. Oh, no.
Now, there's some things we jump on I want to talk about, but I'm like, we should wait. I should save that, you know?
And then you forget about it.
Then I forget. I save it for the rest of my life because right. Then it's not topical anymore.
I do that all the time, too. I'm like, oh, I see something like on Tuesday or Wednesday during the week, and I was like, man, I'm going to bring that up and then forget completely about it.
Yeah.
Like, that's I watch all these little tech shows and tech channel YouTube shows, and I'll see something on there and I'm like, ooh, that'd be good to bring it up in the pocket and just forget completely.
Yeah.
Sometimes I'll just if I remember, I'll grab my phone, I'll take a picture of it and I'll use the picture to make sure I bring it up. Cause I go through and like screenshot certain things I'm going to talk about as if I see them on the news. And then when I'm pulling in the news, I just look at my phone and look at the pictures. A little secret that I do.
Yeah. Remembering's hard. I used to, when I would pull the news, that's what I would do. I would just like open tabs. I have like there's a browser on here that I don't use very often.
Mm-hmm.
And I would just use that one on my phone, just for the video game stuff. And I just keep those tabs like open.
Yeah.
And then when it was time to collect the news, I would just like email them all to myself. But it's hard to remember things. Like, you know, you have a full week of life outside of the show.
Mm-hmm.
And then, you know, I'll read something or see something. I'm like, oh, that's interesting. I'd like to talk about that. And then 5 seconds later, I've already forgot that it exists because real life happens and work and everything else.
Yeah.
It's tough out here in these streets. I feel like in a perfect world, if I worked in like an office and this is all I did and we had a whiteboard and like, you know, you saw a news story and you immediately put it up there and you shifted stuff around or, you know, you spend a full week crafting the show. We don't do that.
Mm-hmm.
You know, there's a way to do it. I don't think we do. There's probably a way to do it even and still work a full-time job and have a life, but we don't do that. Oh, yeah. So,
right.
It's all duct tape and zip ties, but it works.
Yeah. I got asked, why don't we ever do it like together? I was like, timing. I mean, it would take me where I live and where you live, even if it's my old place, it would take me 25 minutes to get over there I have to get dressed, drive all the way over there, or you, vice versa. You have to get dressed, drive all the way over, drive back. I mean, we're losing an hour of the day just driving.
I think what he's telling you is there's no good reason we don't do it together. We just don't.
Yeah.
I've never really thought about it. I understand that you're close by. It's really never dawned on me that we could do it in the same place. But also, it does sound like an inconvenience.
Mm-hmm.
Also, I can see you. I hear you. I don't know what we would gain from being in the same room.
Right.
I guess the audio would be exactly the same, so the levels might be a little better. No one ever complains about the quality. I don't know what we would gain.
I don't know. I guess because it'd be different if we had like a YouTube, like an actual video on a YouTube.
Yeah, it also would be different if there were like three of us, or if we were putting together a Lego while we were, you know, there's a lot of things that would make it different. But I think just the way we do it now and the format we do it now, there's no reason to be together. Mm-hmm. So no, not opposed to it. I just don't know that there's a reason. I don't think the show would be any better if we were.
Yeah. There's a lot of times that we have to run right after the show and the show get cut in half or cut down some. We wouldn't have those epic spills or.
I don't know. I probably would still spill shit.
Coffee bomb.
Yeah, I probably still would spill stuff.
So you were off. So what was your week like?
Normal week. Just playing games, party animals at night. I did jump in Lego Fortnite just to see if anything had changed there. They did update a couple of things. Brick Life has had like a spring update going on. They've added Sabrina Carpenter stuff. Doesn't do anything for me. People are doing nasty things with it. Don't know if that's a news story.
No, it's not. I have not seen anything.
Yep. You don't need to find it, but people are doing nasty things with the Sabrina Carpenter character. And, Lord. Yeah. So played some party animals, still chugging along at that. And then I don't know if we want to talk about it here. We could probably wait till what we're playing. I don't have an exciting week, but we played, Green Hell VR.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not going to call it a game night, but I will tell you it's all the members from game night.
Yeah.
It took place at night and we played a game. But we jumped in there. We decided to do it without a tutorial.
Mm-hmm.
I felt like I urged everyone towards the tutorial and nobody wanted to take it. You most to the front of the line on not wanting to take it.
Well, I figured it would take 30 minutes out, 30 minutes an hour out of it just to even learn the tutorial.
So we spent 2 hours just having no idea what we're doing.
And we finally got
I don't know going. If we got. We found a place that had already started, and that was a big help.
We learned how to pull out the thing, find out how where stuff is and what. I think we got most of the building mechanics trying to figure that out.
This is a survival game, right? So you can play it outside of VR. We have the VR version, but it's a survival game. It is, in my mind, it's like The Forest.
Yeah.
Force vibes. It seems a little smaller. It revolves around crafting and setting up and survival. Finding food, cooking food, all the things, you know, keeping your mental state correct, keeping your hygiene correct, keeping your food consumption, your water, all that correct. There is a story. I would say we barely scratched the surface of the story.
Yeah.
But I had a good time with it.
Mm-hmm.
It's definitely interesting. I think VR adds to it.
It does. I did jump into the tutorial and did the tutorial yesterday.
Would it have helped?
Oh yeah. Big time.
Yeah. I think it's fun. I thought it was fun. I would like to play it more. I think that game if that's all that game is, what we experienced so far outside of VR, I would say it's probably a little light. But in VR, I thought it was a really good experience. I didn't have anything be wonky as far as the controls. Everything worked pretty good.
No, I just had where I froze up twice and got kicked out.
You did, yes. One thing I think, it's fine. It doesn't make the game less good. It's weird that I can't hand you things, like they have to fall.
Yeah.
I think that's strange. You should be able to hand, because you can hand from your hand to your hand, but you can't hand from your hand to someone else's.
Mm-hmm.
I think that's a little weird.
Then some things disappear, like we're putting stuff in our backpack, and it's gone.
It's like gone. Some stuff you drop on the ground disappears. But the game's very playable, and resources seem to be pretty abundant.
Yeah.
It doesn't seem like you drop something, and you're like, now I'll never have it. It doesn't seem like that.
We got to figure the food thing out, make sure like we have
good
food.
But instead of that, friend of the show, Marshall205, decided to build a shower.
Yeah.
He says that I'm wrong, and it's the most important tool in the whole game. I can't understand why, like, we built a campfire, and then for step two, he decided that we would build a shower.
Yeah.
We have no food. We have no water.
Mm-hmm.
And he's building a shower. Now, I'm sure that shower catches rainwater. He says it does. I don't know if he got on the Google, but to me, a shower seems way down the road on what we need.
He just wanted to build something.
I guess that's what I said. I said, you just close your eyes, open the book and yank something out. He was like, no, I mean, I looked what was most important. I said, and a shower was it. Right. He says, well, for your mental health and so that you don't eat with dirty hands. I'm like, but you can get in the water. And he said, well, there's leeches in the water. I said, you just pull them off. And also only you had leeches on you.
I had one leech and Batman pulled it off.
Yeah. No one else had a leech on them.
Yeah. That was the first wave of the game.
Yeah. So, but it was fun. Did you enjoy yourself with it?
Yeah. It was good to get back in and talk to everybody. It seems like it's been since November, but it seems like it was just like 2 weeks ago.
Yeah.
That we were playing.
Yeah. Game night had been on pause and I think it's going to be a little more fluid of a game night. Like it'll be somebody texting out, seeing if everybody wants to probably versus trying to set a day. Mm-hmm. But it went well. I had fun with it. I told him last night. So here's what happened. You text out and you said, hey, let's play VR if everybody's up for it. Everybody's like, yeah, let's go. Someone, it was either you or Batman, was like, make sure the headsets are charged.
Batman, yep.
It's at like, I don't know, it's at noon on Friday or something.
Mm-hmm.
And we get on at 9 o'clock and he's like, my headset's going to die soon.
Well, he didn't get on until like 9:15. He was late.
Yeah. And I told him last night that it irritated me. I'm like, you had all day to charge it. Like, that's why, you know, sometimes when somebody gets kicked or when someone's headset dies, we'll kind of just stop. So everybody's together.
Yeah.
I don't think anybody thought about stopping because I can't understand why he didn't charge his headset.
Mm-hmm.
I'm like, whatever he misses, he misses. Now he got it plugged in and got it back on and all that. But I just, and then yesterday he said, well, last night he said, I'm all charged up for the next time we jump on. And I was like, yeah, but I'm still salty that you weren't charged up last night when you had plenty of heads up.
Right.
I mean, he had 8 hours between when we decided to play and when we played.
Mm-hmm. Even if he didn't get home till 6, he still can, or 7, he can still jump on and charge it until we start it.
It doesn't take that long to charge.
Yeah.
So I was definitely salty over that. But it was a good experience. It was fun. You could tell that none of us had played VR for a while. It's like Batman had a battery die before he started. He had one die while we were playing. You had one die.
Yeah, it was dead.
And then I switched over to the charging station, and I guess one of my batteries wasn't in right. So like in the middle of playing, I switched to a regular battery. And then when I got off, I think that battery, just the rechargeable wasn't seated quite right because it kept connect and disconnect. And I put it all back together and everything was fine. So I think I just didn't have it in there right. He wasn't charged. You could just tell everybody was like getting back into it.
Mm-hmm.
But it was really fun and I enjoyed it.
I think it was better also because, I mean, Did you play seated or did you stand?
So I started standing, but whenever I died and mine froze up. So when I died, I went to a black screen. It never reloaded me.
Mm-hmm.
I switched to sitting at that point. I like to play VR standing. I will say there is zero benefit to that game to be standing up. Stationary on the couch, I think, is a much better way to play that game and probably means we could all play a lot longer.
Mm-hmm.
Did you play seated?
I played seated the whole time.
Yeah. I started standing. There's no benefit to it. I think I said that game is small or there's not a lot to it, but if you look at that map, we were in a very small part of it.
Oh, yeah. That map is pretty massive.
Yeah. So we were in a very small part of it. But yeah, I really had fun with it. I'm interested to see what else is out there. I'd like to jump into it a few more times.
Yep, same with me.
I think not having like game night not being set to like we're going to play every Thursday for 4 weeks. Like I think we'll just like play till we don't want to play that game anymore.
Mm-hmm.
And we'll play till everybody's burnt out and then maybe we'll see if somebody else has something they want to try. I think that'll be better. I think we'll be able to get further in the games. I think we'll probably end up playing more frequently than we did before.
Yeah.
But then we're not a little more fluid is good.
Then sometimes I feel like we, you know, you play a game, we only play it 4 times and then we're done with it. And it's like, damn, we really didn't even scratch the surface with it or something.
Yeah. So like just play until everybody's tired of it or until people start not having fun. And then, you know, let's say we play again and I don't have fun. Like there's no reason the three of y'all can't keep playing it.
Mm-hmm.
Like I just think it was so structured last time that maybe it eventually drained the fun out of it.
Yeah. So did you play anything else?
Okay. Just party animals. Yeah. There were games that I was going to say is there were games that I wanted to play more of that we didn't.
Yeah.
There were games I absolutely did not want to play 4 weeks of that we played 4 weeks of. So, you know, it's I think it'll go a little better this way. One of the games was the Breachers was on the Meta Plus.
Mm-hmm.
That's the game I think we would have fun with.
Yeah.
So there's some stuff out there. I love playing VR. I don't play enough of it because we just like jump into multiplayer every night when I get on. And so I would love to play more VR with you guys. So no, just that and Party Animals were my entire week. I think I played every night but one. Work's been a little steady for me. So
yeah, I actually jumped into Party Animals and played a little bit by myself. I played with other people and got to this one where I was winning some matches, you know, with people, getting a little better of like picking the characters up and throwing them.
Yeah, you and Patman got that, played it once, and then just never again.
Right. And then the one where the thing spins around in the middle and sucks you in and back out.
Black hole.
Black hole, yeah. I did the black hole twice and won that one. I was the last one on that. I did pretty good. The hockey ring was in a game with that. We got up like 4-0. Then one of our guys decided to quit. His character was just staying in there, not doing anything. And so the other team came back and won 5-4.
Mm.
It was pretty good. I popped a trophy. It was okay. I mean, had fun. I played on Tuesday, just Fall 76, just on Tuesday. The other time, just trying to get this house fixed up. So I really didn't play much besides that. And I started a game that's leaving PlayStation Plus. So I was going to try to Deliver Us Mars.
Mm-hmm.
That's leaving PlayStation, which I have that as an article, a news thing. But it's leaving. So I was like, man, I wanted to play that. So I jumped on and tried to play. It's very, very glitchy compared to the first one. And it's
making weird. It's been out a while. I don't know why you wouldn't fix something that's been out a while.
Yeah, there's a thing where if you try to climb a ladder go down a ladder, if you don't stand in the right spot, you fall off. Your character just walks right off and falls. Doesn't grab the ladder or nothing. You have to hit the right spot, grab it. Then there's we get these holograms and you have to zoom in and zoom out and try to pinpoint it. That takes forever. You have to find the right sweet spot. And you have to ice pick climb or rock climb using like the ice picks or axe picks. And you have to do just right or you'll fall and die. And you have to start all the way over in the beginning. There's a lot of that. The game could go faster if you didn't have to do some of that bullcrap. Like there's way in the beginning, I fell off this ladder probably like 7-8 times. I start over.
That's frustrating.
Yeah. I looked up and said, yeah, there's ladders, there's all kinds of glitches in that game, PC and console.
I wonder if they just didn't make enough from it to be worth it in their mind.
Probably. The story's not good compared to the first one. The story's the girl, it's a little girl, her dad goes to Mars. He tries to kidnap her to go to Mars, and the older sister keeps her there. And then she's growing up and they find out that her dad's alive. He hears a recording and they're going to a mission to Mars to see what happens, and all kinds of hell breaks loose. There's 10 chapters. I'm in the middle of chapter 5 right now.
Are you going to finish it?
I'm going to try to. It leaves on Tuesday, so I have today and Monday to play it. I'll try. Gotcha. Then I'll see what I play after that. I don't know yet. That's all I played.
Kind of a slow week for playing stuff.
Mm-hmm. All right. There's some news. There's some stuff I want to go over with you guys, and we'll catch up some other stuff as we go. So PlayStation Plus has announced their games for the PlayStation Premium and Extra catalog for April. Some good games on here. Hogwarts Legacy is going to be on there.
The game is so good. I urge everyone who was mildly interested or even who is maybe not necessarily a big Harry Potter fan to try that game. It's very good.
Blueprints. Apparently this game is very, very popular. A lot of people talk about it. The Lost Records, Bloom and Rage, Tape 2, which is a second continuation from the first one. Road to the EA Sports, PGA Tour, Golf Game, Battlefield 1. Timing's
good for that one.
What was that?
Masters are going on right now, so the timing's pretty good for that one.
Mm-hmm. See, Battlefield 1, Played Up, that looks like a game you'd play. That looks pretty fun. Let's see, we got Alone in the Dark 2. And War of the Monsters.
Yeah, it's a decent lineup for stuff. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, with PGA on there, Battlefield, and then Hogwarts, like I said, I mean, that's pretty good.
Now, those are extra and premium, so just keep that in mind.
Yep. All right, now, games are leaving the PlayStation. As I was somewhere earlier, Deliverous Mars, Animal Well, Tales of Kanzira, Zao, Nior, how you ever say that? Play With Your Food, Massima Chronicles, Stray Blade, Canna Bridge of Spirits, and Slay the Spear. Next one. They've added some new premium. PlayStation has added some new PS5 wallpapers for your hub. They're live wallpapers. They've added Astrobot, Days Gone, Demon's Souls, Ghost of Tsushima, Ghost of Yoti, God of War Ragnarok, Horizon Call of the Mountain, Horizon Forbidden West, Lego Horizon Adventures, Ratchet Clank Rift Apart, Rise of the Ronin, Stellar Blade, and MLB The Show 25. So here's what they look like.
I forget that the backgrounds are even a thing until one pops up like in a news story that I want and reminds me.
Mm-hmm.
I put it on the anniversary one, but I kind of think that went away and now it just defaulted back to the regular one.
Yeah, a lot of people were mad that they lost it compared when you used to do the, when it used to do the anniversary, you keep the themes.
Yeah. So I think mine defaulted back and I just have not put another. I didn't even realize it was gone until this second here. And so, just thinking back to how it starts up, I think it's just regular.
So here's someone with the Ghost of Tsushima one. It's a guy just standing there. Or just to
it's cool. I don't know if it's necessary.
Mm-hmm.
It's then the Ghost of Yotai.
Yotai. Yep. And here's the Ratchet Clank one, just the lightning in the background.
That one's kind of lame. That's a game that I need to go back and finish. I really loved Ratchet and Clank, and I just bounced off of it for some reason.
So I know
I played
this,
a fair amount of it.
I don't know. There's a Ghost of Tsushima one. I mean, I like pretty much most of these on here. They look pretty good.
Yeah, I want to see the Astrobot one. I would consider that one, I guess. But I'm okay with the regular one. Like, I don't need anything fancy.
Mm-hmm. I never really did get. I did. I would try it, but I would go back just to the basic.
Yeah.
On the PlayStation 4. Sony dropped the PlayStation Store top March top 25 top downloads. And in U.S. and Canada, the top one was MLB The Show 25. Assassin's Creed Shadows came in number 2. Split Fiction, number 3. Then just
it's awesome to see Split Fiction that high.
Mm-hmm.
It's really good for them. And that game is really good. I want to get back and finish it. We put a few hours in it and then, you know, real life pops up. But I want to get back in it.
Next one, The Last of Us Complete Edition is coming out. This came out of nowhere last week. They announced it. You get both games, 1 and 2, and all the DLC. They are doing a actual physical version of the game in steelbook case. With the TV show coming, I think that's just get more people into it. Yeah.
Smart.
Part two.
Are you at all tempted to get this and have that?
Yeah.
It's just like, if you ever want to go back, you have the games like in this nice little package.
Yeah. Like I have the PlayStation 3 and the PlayStation 4 version of it, the first one. And I kind of want to get the PlayStation 5 version, not digital, just physical. But
I'll probably never do this. So I don't want anyone to have any expectations, but I should really go back, you know, because they added the accessibility to the first game
To make it easier.
Which, for those that don't remember, I played through or weren't here when I played through Last of Us Part 2. I changed all the accessibility stuff to where that game was nice and playable for me, and I didn't have the stuff I didn't like, I was able to take out of play. Mm-hmm. The first game didn't have that when I played through it. So I never finished the last of it. So I know what happens. I've seen playthroughs, but I wouldn't mind experiencing that myself. So I would consider playing through that again. Or playing through that for the first time, just to experience everything firsthand. But then it's like, do you go to the second one? I think I remember most of the big story plots of the second game. Do you just put it on absolute baby mode and run through it just as a refresher, or just play for the, or do you just give it some time and then 5 years from now play through both of them?
Right.
So I will say it's a little tempting to me to get that.
All right. There's this game coming. It's a sci-fi shooter. Harp Gun Slams, or Harp Gun comes onto PlayStation VR. This looks like it's a pretty fun.
These like laser cannons, but they also you seem to be able to grab.
Yeah, and you can just throw things, pull things around.
They're almost like magnetic hands.
Mm-hmm. Harpoon, or I mean, a whiplash. Harpagon.
I'm just ripping everything off that van. It's neat looking. VR games never look amazing when you're watching a video, but I feel like when you're in it, it pretty well always is amazing.
Right. All right. Now some Xbox news. Refreshing.
Xbox news is gone. It's back.
All right. So there's they have their version of the games, but they did the first 3 months of their top games, and Split Fiction was their best the rating wise. Split Fiction was number one rated. Monster Hunter Wilds was number two.
Yeah, so it looks like they've taken Xbox games and basically used Metacritic to rank them. Split Fiction, Monster Hunter Wilds, Kingdom Come Deliverance, 2 Point Museum, Like a Dragon. I'll tell you what's interesting is like 2 Point Museum is probably not done crazy well, but the rating's good.
Mm-hmm. And Lost Records, Bloom and Rage Tape 1 is also on this list. And that was on PlayStation 5.
Those are Don't Nod games, aren't they?
Yeah.
Yeah, like Life is Strange.
But yeah, the Life is Strange style. All right, next one. 8-Bit Duo is bringing out a Jade controller in handheld stuff. All this looks pretty good, but...
It is Xbox branded, and it is the Halo see-through green.
Yeah.
You know, I'm not a fan of third-party controllers. I have a couple 8-bit dough controllers. They're very good. They're very, very good.
All right. Next one. Apparently, Asus has revealed an Xbox controller, and then Xbox, they showed us this little trailer, and then Xbox on X, Fulminos Twitter, did a little meme on there with like the eyes, like uh-oh. And so here's like the little thing.
It's coming. You knew a partnership was coming between the two of them before Xbox does their own thing.
Yeah, so they show like in the little trailers, little gadget guy making something. And then there's the controller.
Wow, that's so brief.
Yeah.
It's literally just the what's the Asus one called?
Asus controller?
No, the
Rogue Alley.
Yeah. It goes like flying by, and there's an Xbox controller that is branded that goes flying by.
Mm-hmm. And there it is right there, the picture of it.
It's got the Republic of Gamers tag kind of up top and the bottom.
Yeah, I mean.
It's Xbox like adjacent. It's like an Xbox controller, but it's different.
Yeah. All right. Next one, Minecraft news. Minecraft, the movie, did over $300 million opening weekend. And they've already said they're doing a part two.
It just goes to show you how, I mean, that game is so old. You have tons and tons of people who have grown up with it and who will go see it just for nostalgia.
Mm-hmm.
I've heard it's very Jack Black.
Yeah, and they said Jason Momoa does a great job in it.
I've heard it's very, like, silly and goofy, but it's fun to see that world.
And apparently his beard is done in a way in the game to mimic the how Steve is, because they're saying Steve has a beard in the game.
I don't know that I've ever thought about it.
Yeah, but Steve, the character, his character has like a little beard. People say, is it a beard or a smile? Most people thought it was a smile, but other people were like, well, no, actually, it's a beard.
I'll see it once it goes to some streaming service. I'm not going to go to the theater to see it.
Yeah, same. It'd be kind of weird. You're an adult there.
I bet there's more adults there than you think.
Oh, yeah, I know. But all right, next one. Phil Spencer did a – well, they did a little tour of Secret Lab. And Phil Spencer went to his little office, and he was sitting there, and they always talk about how Phil Spencer always has clues and hints on his desk behind him of stuff. They have stuff. Well, on here, they show this new Xbox controller. Where's the controller? It's a Doom Dark Ages controller. And here, it's right here in the middle. It's this green.
Oh, yeah.
And then apparently
they've learned now that you can't trust Phil. You got to look around.
Yeah. And then the one time he had a Nintendo Switch on the on there. But in this video, apparently there is a handheld, and you only see like the corner of it. I couldn't find the video. I mean, in the video, I couldn't find it. But they said there is. And here's a couple of controllers here. You know, a couple of, there it is right there.
Oh yeah, it's really hard to see. It almost looks like a Steam Deck that's been like customized.
There it is.
I don't know. It kind of looks like a Switch.
Mm-hmm. But the buttons, there's two big raise buttons here.
Yeah. Who knows? Yeah, Phil's a sneaky rascal.
Yeah. I think it's the only thing that's always cool. Now you know that's there. Now he's got to figure out how to do it.
Yeah.
Where to place things, where to put things. Then here's the Doom Dark Ages controller coming. Check this one out. Right there, it's green.
Yeah, it's neat. It's drippy looking on the knobs, it looks like.
Your review.
Maybe it's just the shadow. Oh yeah, it's just green with a red stick on one side. It's all right, not a Doom guy.
Next one, there's a game. There's some games out there called Drug Simulator 1 and 2, where you act like a drug dealer. Well, there's another game that's out. It's called Schedule 1. It's also about drug dealing. And apparently Drug Dealer Simulator 1 is suing Schedule 1 for copyright infringement, and it's going to court. I think it's kind of funny.
I'm tired of people suing each other for stuff like this. And also, it's because Schedule 1 is blowing up online.
Yeah.
Like, people are loving Schedule 1. That's why. I've never heard of anyone talk about Drug Simulator, Drug Dealer Simulator. Never heard anyone talk about that game. So all I'll say is good luck, but it's you're upset that someone has the same idea as you, or took your idea and made it better. Than everybody better buckle up, because every game's going to sue everybody.
Yeah. I mean, GTA, how many games are like GTA out there? I mean, and GTA is not suing them. All right. So some Nintendo news. We'll go over your thoughts on the Switch 2, because you weren't here last week to talk about it. You saw the trailer, you saw the release, the price, everything.
The system didn't, I mean, it is what I kind of expected.
Mm-hmm.
It's fine. Price point, I don't think is that out of control. There's been a lot of weird speculation and reporting and corrections made on the pricing of games.
Yeah.
We'll see how all that works. Mixed feelings about some of the games being like just download cartridges is weird.
Yeah.
I don't know if you've seen that.
Yes.
Some of that's weird. I guess it'll be clearly marked on the packaging, but some of it, when you buy it and put a card in, all it's going to do is download the game. And so they're trying to be transparent about that, so that if internet is a problem, then, you know, you kind of know. But I'm definitely interested in having one. I don't have to be day one. I'm okay being day one. Obviously, you know, where we are, we don't know what the tariffs are going to do. We don't know if this thing is going to jump in price.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I think if you can get it, you know, if you can get it at a cheaper price point, then maybe that's the thing to do. Maybe it never matters, but I'm interested in having one. I think it's crazy it doesn't have an OLED screen.
Right.
And still that expensive.
So now people are talking about the OLED. They're like, oh, that means you're going to have an OLED version of it. Do they wait for the OLED version then?
One would assume they're going to have an OLED version, but it's probably going to be 2 years from now. It's like, so do you not play all the things that come out for 2 years?
Right. And you wait and get it and have a back catalog that you never play.
Yeah, probably not. But yeah, I would love to jump in and play Mario Kart. There'll be stuff on there I want to play. There's no doubt. There'll be a new Animal Crossing. I'll have to have it. We'll see. I'm interested in having one. Again, I'm not going to go out of my way to get one. But if I can get one, I'll get one. And I look forward to it. I think it'll be good. It looks very good.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not overly excited about it. I would say I'm the appropriate amount of excited for somebody that plays games.
Right now, are you good that they went away from the color controllers?
I like the color controllers. I had started with the blue and red, and now I have the Animal Crossing one. Mm-hmm. I would love to wait for a branded one. You know, if I knew Animal Crossing was going to be out in the next year and they were going to do an Animal Crossing Switch 2, I would probably go ahead and wait.
Yeah.
But if it's going to be like 2 years, I just don't know that I want to wait that long. That's a long time, and mm-hmm. I will never go back to that backlog. If I don't play things in the moment, I'll never play them.
Right.
So.
Right. So let's talk about some news from that then. They announced that the GameCube, they're gonna bring the GameCube to the Nintendo Switch, the classics to Nintendo Switch 2. They're saying that the GameCube controller that comes with it will only work with the GameCube games. So you're not going to be able to use the GameCube controller to play their Switch games, just a Nintendo GameCube. That I guess go back and tell people that the camera. What'd you think of the camera?
It's cool.
I did. Cameras will see it, and well, on the camera thing, they showed that they are bringing another camera out, a horror piranha plant, from Mario.
Yeah, I think it's cool. It's cool that you know they've got. It seems like they have chat figured out, like. It's cool. It's like a lot of this, though. It's old tech, I guess, that they're bringing to, you know, Nintendo finally.
Mm-hmm.
The piranha plant camera is cool.
Now, what did you think of the chat feature with the video? I thought that was pretty good. Or I can chat with you. You can see the game I'm playing, where I'm at. I can see the game you're playing. Or we can go, like, with the camera, you can see each other.
Yeah, it's neat. I don't know how often I'll use that. It's neat. This article you have pulled up says the Piranha Plant camera is a 480p, and the one that Nintendo has is 1080p. So just keep that in mind. Cute, but not as nearly as good of a camera.
I did like the chat feature. I thought it was where you could see people, especially if you want to play games, you can see where they're at. And what about the sharing? I love the sharing part of it.
Yeah, I think a lot of that's cool. I don't know how much I'll do it. I think a lot of that's cool. It feels like a Switch 2.
Mm-hmm.
Like it does. It doesn't feel like they just put out a new system that looks a little better. It does feel like it. You know, they added enough that it deserves to be called a second one.
And then with all of us having Switches, let's say you get the Switch 2 before any of us, and there's a game you all want us to play Mario Party or Mario Party Racing, you can share it with us. We all can play it.
Yeah,
without buying the game. I think that's really good.
I think a lot of stuff they talked about is consumer friendly. The price of games a little concerning.
Yeah, $80, which I think they debunked the $100 version of the games. They've already said that's not going to be happening, but the $70, $80 games.
Yeah, I think they said it was a case-by-case basis on what they're going to charge, which means like your Mario Karts and your core Mario games and your Smash Brothers and your Animal Crossings are going to be very expensive. And then everything else will probably scale down from there. But I get it. Games are expensive and we'll see what happens with Grand Theft Auto. If you were Grand Theft Auto though, and you wanted to charge $10 to $20 more and you see that Nintendo's doing it, you're fine.
Yeah.
Charge whatever you want now. You don't have to be the one that sets the industry on fire. You can just charge what you want.
But people forget games were expensive back in the day.
They were. I mean, you would pay $80 for something.
Yeah, for Nintendo. I mean, game you'd pay.
Super Nintendo, Genesis. They were expensive.
Yeah, then they drop when the PlayStations and them come out with the disc version, then they drop down in price.
But I'm also, you know, I agree with everything you're saying. They were expensive. They're a lot better now, and it makes sense that they would go back up. But I'm not going to act like $80 is not a lot of money. It is.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I don't think expecting regular people to go drop $80 is every time they want something is incredibly reasonable. You'll have to be a little more deliberate with your purchases.
Yep.
And that's myself included.
Now, Nintendo responded about the Joy-Con 2 controllers with the stick drift. They did say that they have improved and redesigned the stick so that it doesn't do stick drift. Which,
yeah, that should be no problem because you can buy third-party attachments that fix that. So,
now you had stick drift, right?
I did, and I sent them in, and they sent me new.
Now, did you have it on your Animal Crossing one or just the original?
No, just my original. And they sent me, I guess they were my controllers back, but or different ones. But yeah, it never had another problem out of it. I sold that system. I got the Animal Crossing one. I, in fairness, probably have never played the Animal Crossing one enough to cause stick drift.
So last week, Mike was on, and Mike said he has an original, never had stick drift, and he's got an OLED and doesn't have any stick drift.
Yeah, I did have stick drift pretty bad on my original, like unplayably bad.
Yeah, me too, and I had to send it off.
Yeah, that's what I had to do too. So, but, you know, there are companies that sell replacement sticks that don't have stick drift, so I had no fear that they would figure this out.
Mm-hmm. All right, next one, with the Nintendo Switch 2 coming out, Sony sent a questionnaire out to a poll to all their, well, not all, but a lot of people asking about the PlayStation, about the Nintendo Switch 2, what their thoughts were. They asked like different questions, about like, are you interested in purchasing? What are your thoughts on the console? The price of the games, why would you buy it? What do you think about the pre-order? So it's kind of interesting that Sony sent the questionnaire out.
I'm sure they're trying to gauge a couple different things. They're trying to gauge what happens with the portal next, I would assume. And I would assume mm-hmm. that they're also trying to gauge what games, you know, we talked about it 2 weeks ago, but they are letting at this point another company, but I'm assuming down the road, other companies bring back some of their classic games and port them over to the Switch. So it's like, as you see them working with people, you know, I'm sure they're interested in what do we do with the portal? Where does it go from here? But also, like, should we let more go over to that? And maybe do they consider doing it themselves?
Mm. I'm still looking at a portal, but now I'm almost wondering if they're going to do a portal too, like a second one or something.
I would not think so in this generation. I do expect whatever comes next to have that component like baked in. Not saying that the PS6 will have a handheld, but like it'll launch the same time.
And I'm debating, do I get the black midnight black one or do I keep with the white theme? Kind of wanted the white one.
I don't think there's a wrong answer. I mean,
I'm 60-40 right now. 60 white, 40 black.
I think they'll look good no matter what.
Yeah. All right. Doom 1 and 2 is getting a limited run collector's edition for $666. Limited Run Games is making it, and it comes with a lot of stuff. You can pre-order from April 18th to May 18th. There's a lot of...
How much is it?
$666.
And they're making 666 of them.
Yeah.
So that's very expensive.
Yeah, you get cassettes, trading cards. There's a chance to get an autographed trading card, a floating or Coco Demon. Let's see, a handheld Coco Demon game. Yeah, Plains Doom, like a little handheld. Looks like one of the little demons. Digital Steam codes for PC only. A box that plays Doom. Oh, there's a little box right there. A certificate of authenticity. So if you're a collector and you like just weird stuff like that, I mean, it's probably worth it.
I want to just be abundantly clear here that that's not worth $600. There's no way.
The chance of getting an autographed card, maybe. I don't know how collectors.
So. There's a box that plays Doom, which is literally just like the cheapest tablet they could probably stuff in there.
Yeah.
That's very expensive.
I'm sure they're going to sell out.
I guess I have some sort of issue with the price. I love an over the top. I love an over the top a price and collector's edition and everything. I just, for some reason, that's very expensive to me.
I'm still watching that Dredge collector's edition. Missed out on it. It was $20 off once, and I didn't get it. All right, next thing, Call of Duty has announced. This is probably late saying this, but Call of Duty's announced Jay and Silent Bob are coming to Call of Duty. At first, I thought it was a April Fool's joke, so I held on to it. But if you go to Call of Duty websites, the website to the store, it's on here. It's 2,800 credits, and you get you play as Jay and Silent Bob. You get skin pack guns and a bunch of other little charms and stuff to deal with Jay and Silent Bob.
Yeah, I think any kind of collabs are cool. It's not going to do anything for me, but I think it's cool. Mm-hmm.
All right, some news on here that I saw. Microtransactions, a little article came out, so microtransactions made up 58% of PC game revenue in 2024.
I don't doubt that at all.
And then where was the, I thought so. Game consoles were 32%. Mm-hmm. All right. Next, last gaming part, MetaQuest, Ryan talked about earlier. Breachers was free this month, and another game called Thrashers was also free for your Meta Plus game of the month.
Don't forget, when you get on, you get your Meta Quest Plus game, but then you also go to their catalog. They add new stuff to the catalog all the time. So if you're paying for Plus, check both of those. Mm-hmm.
See on here. Don't go to the website. Use your app.
You actually had it all pulled up before you sorted it to free.
These are 14, 17, 14.
Go to Quest Plus. Okay. And now I'll scroll down to the games catalog right there. Why is yours pulling up paid stuff?
Yeah.
Is it because you're not signed in?
Right.
Oh, those are all free.
Okay.
It's just because you're not signed in. Those are not paid. All of those are free. So you can get everything. If you are on the website and you go to game catalog, everything you show there, they're all showing prices. But if he signs in, those will all toggle to redeem.
Okay.
But yeah, there's a ton of stuff. So don't forget to check that as well.
And all right. So the last one, some little Lego news here. On the Lego, if you have an account with Lego, there is a sweepstake on there where you can win 10,000 insider points. It's free. So just go and just redeem it. It's free to redeem. Your chance to win 10,000 gamer points. That's about $77 worth of in-game or in-house money. Next one.
Free, no reason not to take a chance.
Yeah. There's the periodic table has achieved $10,000 supporters. Which is weird is that you can actually buy a periodic table. There's a website that did it, WLWYB.com. It's $49.99 in euros. You can get a whole periodic table, which they go over basically your studs and the color of the stud, what it actually is. Which I think is pretty cool. I thought about buying if they do like a real legit Lego version of that, just to have on the wall.
Yeah, it'd look good on the wall.
Let's see. The next one, there's a spring build event coming to Barnes & Noble in May, May 2nd, May 4th, a couple weeks out. You can, on here, there's on the preview show, like a little flower pot with a little bee on it. Yeah, that's it. The set will feature a blue flower in a flower pot along with the bee. There's a mechanism on the back to move the bee left and right. So it's May 2nd, May 4th. If you go to Barnes & Noble, you can get there. You can design and walk out with a free little bee pot. Too bad we don't have a Barnes & Noble nearby, and you can run in there and grab to add to your botanical collection.
Yeah, it actually looks fairly substantial.
Mm-hmm.
It may not. It may just be that pitcher, but.
You talking about the size wise?
Yeah.
The pot.
And it could stuff? Be tiny, but it looks kind of substantial for a build event.
I think it might be about the size of a coffee cup. All right. They're also, Lego is doing, unfortunately, we won't have it here. Lego's announced a Lego Masters Academy for the Lego house in Denmark. Actually, you can go in to, if you've watched Lego Masters and you see how the setup and the stages, you can actually go into this little area here and build Legos like how they were doing it, which I thought was pretty cool. The last little Lego news on here, 10,000 supporters, the Lego Apple Store, and actually looks pretty good.
I don't think they would ever do this, but I do think it's cool and I would get it.
Did you buy any Legos recently, last 2 weeks?
I got Tranquil Garden. I can't remember if I said that on here. And my Botanical Gardens came in as well. And it came with the Botanicals gift with purchase. So that is the only thing that I bought. And I think I don't know if I talked about it or not. I finished the question mark block build.
Mm-hmm.
It's neat. I picked it up on a pretty good discount. I think I would be a little disappointed if I had paid full price for it.
And I did pay. I paid full price for it.
I would say that you're definitely paying for some licensing in this one.
Mm-hmm.
It doesn't feel the things. So on the top of it, I mean, you can see it from the front of the box, but on the top of it, it has like, you're basically like your mini map levels that pop out. There's like a hidden door with a Bowser, you know, it's okay, but it's also so shrunken down to fit that they're very generic. It's okay. It's not my favorite. And I don't think, like, when I put the Atari together, everything is so like tight and, feels really good. I will say on this one, like some of the mechanics on it feel a little bit wonky.
Mm-hmm.
And if you have to be a little delicate with the cube, which is not, in my opinion, that's not very traditional. Usually with Lego stuff, you can be fairly rough with it. And not have any issues. So just build quality wise, I wasn't super impressed with it. It's all right. I liked it for what I paid for it, but it's hard for me to tell people to go get it. I think there are better sets out there, and I would tell you, I think there are probably better Mario sets out there.
Yeah. So when I got it, it was before the price hike.
Yeah.
Like before the price hike. And then I also seen a lot of people saying, just go to Temu and get the Temu version of that. But that said, it's just because if you're just going to put it together and most people leave it in the box, like the block itself.
That's how mine is. I mean, I'm just showing off the block.
Yep. Now
I was not super impressed with it.
Speaking of the Temu version of that, the Fun Home or
Fun Hole.
Fun Hole. That's a friend of the show, former host, Dan, said he got him a set and some message.
Oh, look at that gas station. They just popped up. Yeah, I think that's a new one.
Yeah, it is. It's a new one. I pulled it side up. So you got him into ordering him a set.
Yeah. I'm telling you, Funhole is very, very good. I went straight from Funhole to Lego, and I'm telling you, the instructions in Funhole, and now I don't know how long Funhole's been around. I don't know how long they're probably still working on their craft. So, you know, if you buy a set from 2 years ago, I can't tell you the instructions are as good as what I put together, but they're so good. The instructions were better than Lego instructions. I'm really impressed with those sets. Like I will tell you, after I went from the greenhouse, I think is what the Fun Hole set was called. But anyways, I went from it straight to the question mark block, and I had a better time with the greenhouse build. It was better.
Yeah.
The blocks aren't as good. I think I've been abundantly clear about that. The bricks are not as good. The fit is not as good, but it was a better experience for me. And I love the lights. The lights take it to the next level.
Mm-hmm.
I am really happy to confirm that I bought the Scarecrow farmer set. The Fun Hole minifigures are ass. They're garbage.
Right.
I switched over. I had bought the little chicken coop set. It's like a $10 set, $5 set. It comes with a lady farmer on a UTV, ATV, and it comes with a little chicken coop. So I put her on there. She's wearing the same outfit as the farmer with the scarecrow. So they have like the same body. Right. So she's on there, he's on there, and I got the scarecrow. And it looks, if you just came by, there's no way you would ever know that's not a Lego set.
Mm-hmm.
There's no way. The pieces are the same. Everything looks the same. And now that it has legit minifigures, that's the move. The move is to buy the set you want and then find minifigures. Like, I'm excited about that Honey Hut because I already have the beekeeper.
Right.
I do want the bee girl that's on the take and bake that they had going for right now, but I'll never get it. But they sold a honey bee girl as part of the minifigure collection. So I may go back and get one of those off eBay or something. But yeah, you get, you know, the beekeeper, and then you get, you know, some other little tie in. The little honey bee girl would be perfect. And then that set will look just like Lego too. So
on fun, on whole website, they have a sale going on up to 40% off different sets. Like, I see some that are 20, 15%. I haven't seen there's a 25% one. I don't see the 40% they're talking about, but they have on there, you buy two and you get one free.
That's super cool.
If you buy two sets,
so up to 40%, and then buy any two, get one free. Now keep in mind, it is whole, WHOLE, fun whole.
Mm-hmm.
You perverts. That gas station is doing something for me. I like.
Yeah, it looks good. Here's the farm.
I like everything in the farm life. That's my next one there. How much is it? 15% off for the honey bee farm.
Yep.
The cheese house I want too. I'm also interested in their coop, but I do have a Lego coop. The carpenter van is kind of fun for me because of work.
But you can get the bee farm, the cheese house, then you get a second one for free.
Oh, the movies, you get that farm store, the bee farm, and the cheese house.
Mm-hmm.
25% off the cheese house.
15% off the farm, and the 20% off the...
That truck is 40% off right there.
Oh yeah, there it is. Okay.
The farm truck is 20% off. It's too big. Don't like it.
Which is weird. Okay, look, that has 72 reviews, and then the camper tree van has 95, but these others don't have as many.
Well, I don't think they came, like, I think they've added two. I think some of those are newer.
Yeah.
I should go review that. Just, they're really good. That thing's 50% off, but it's a weird Cupid's gift box thing. Yeah, I don't like that at all.
$14.99. It's
probably, that looks like a Timu set.
Yep.
The retro houses is fun. The town life is fun. A lot of those are cool. That factory house of music is wild.
It is.
That thing is just filled up with minifigs. The hotel is cool. I'm not wild about their cars as much, but I do super like the builds. Are you getting closer to want to try one?
Yeah, so I want to try if I do, it'll be the bigger buildings. So if my first one might be the new stand, just to see how it does. It's only $34.99. But this buy two, get one free type thing is getting me too.
I'll tell you, with me, when you pull up that newsstand, I think this is just me. Mm-hmm. I think you scrap the motorcycle. The Vespa, I think you scrap the bicycle, and I think you scrap the minifig. You change all those out for Lego versions, and I think that set's perfect. The bike might be identical.
About the actual bicycle?
Yeah.
No, the bike is very similar to what I have. A couple of the bikes.
You change out the things that are noticeably different, especially the minifigs. They have to go.
Mm-hmm.
And then you stick with everything else, and I think that will look amazing, like mixed in with your Lego stuff.
Yeah, especially with my big city theme, I think it'll look good. Oh, didn't tell. I did get the Last of Us controller. It came in.
Oh, yeah.
Let me real quick.
He's headphones off, going to get it, going to find it.
Sorry to hear what you said.
I just said you were going to get it. Oh, yeah. I don't love that controller, but I know that that's your thing.
Yep. So I got that came in. I got some Fallout figures. I sent you guys a picture of that. Those are in, and I ordered a Spawn figure. It's pretty much my. It's like some golden Beavis one.
And Butthead behind you.
This is old. This is a it's a remote control thing. So there's like a little sensor right there. Uh-huh. So if you have a remote control, if you press it, it'll make them speak. It'll just randomly say things.
That's wild. You haven't had it there though.
No, I got to clean it up. It's got like a little bit of can't really see, but it's got like a little bit of dirt like on his. Oh, yeah. I got to clean that up because I'm going to display it behind me, or I might take it to work and just put it in on my shelf at work.
That's fun. That's all I got.
Yeah, same as all I got. It's a short episode this week for you guys. Thanks for coming, new guest host.
Yep.
Appreciate you.
Glad to be here.
As always, if you'd like to support us, head over to patreon.com/GameStitch. Follow us on our socials @game_Stitch. Or send me a message on X Twitter @HoFNShow, HoFNSHO. That was episode 635. We'll be back next week. Same time, same place. Goodbye, everybody.
Good night.